consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today's show here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 12th, 2026 edition. This is one of the reasons why I was completely against President Donald Trump endorsing John James to be our next governor, Republican gubernatorial candidate. Absolutely against it. It was the only reason why John James defeated Perry Johnson was because of that endorsement. Had he endorsed Perry Johnson would come to the ticket against Jocelyn Benson in November with no past voting record. Perry Johnson is a businessman. He never served political office. He had no voting record. John James does. Well, here we go. Michigan Democratic leaders launched a coordinated campaign offensive yesterday morning against Republican gubernatorial nominee John James, signaling that they will make health care take center stage in the upcoming general election. The statewide campaign tour is labeled, quote, John James, comma, out for himself, end quote. Michigan Democratic leaders will focus and critique the Republican congressman's legislative record. His voting record while serving as a U.S. congressman in Washington, D.C., they are going to accuse him of prioritizing corporate tax breaks over citizens. They're going to attack him for stock trades. And they're going to attack him at the federal party loyalty over basic health care needs of Michiganders. Spearheading the event while on the steps of the state capitol, Michigan Democratic Party Chair Curtis Hertel, alongside State Representative Julie Brixey, the Democrat from Okemos, local health care advocates, established the goal of the campaign tour. They are going to connect John James' congressional voting record directly to him being the upcoming gubernatorial candidate. Hertel said this, quote, put simply, John James is only out for himself. As we stand here today in front of the state capitol, it's clear that John James' governorship would be disastrous for Michigan families, end quote. The briefing was positioned as an urgent call to defend health care access, expansion, and affordability, contrasting Democratic healthcare initiatives with John James' legislative voting record in Washington, D.C., as well as his personal financial disclosures. Hertel said, John James has shown us time and time again that he stands in lockstep with President Donald Trump's agenda, pointing to James' support for the federal budget legislation that trimmed Medicaid funding, allowed the Affordable Care Act premium tax credits to expire, While Michiganders are seeing their health insurance premiums skyrocket, John James has been busy lining his own pockets, end quote, said Hertel. Speakers leveled a series of allegations against James, accusing him of prioritizing corporate tax breaks and personal stock trades while also voting to roll back health care protections. Citing data indicated that changes in federal funding supported by James led to the average premium increase of 30%, leaving estimated 200,000 Michiganders at risk of losing their coverage. Brixey, the Democrat state representative, said he voted for Trump's One Ugly Bill, of course referring to the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It resulted in the largest Medicaid cuts in our state history. James called the Affordable Care Act a monstrosity and has worked to overturn it. John James is only out for himself. They even had a doctor speaking at the event, Dr. Mike Zarkunian. He framed the political critiques in clinical realities, warning that the rising insurance costs, administrative barriers, are forcing patients to delay life-saving care. The doctor cautioned that coverage losses push patients into emergency rooms for routine care, driving up uncompensated debt for hospitals and threatening the survival of rural health clinics and maternity units. Well, beyond healthcare policy votes, party leaders leaned into ethical concerns, citing reports of John James' own stock trading history, pointing to transactions involving Elon Musk's SpaceX program while serving on congressional committees overseeing aerospace regulations. When pressed on state-level remedies and policy goals, Hertel acknowledged that while recent state budgets under Governor Gretchen Whitmer provided short-term relief, federal rollbacks demand long-term vigilance. And John James voted against every single one, Hertel said. Hertel also reaffirmed that universal coverage remains a core goal of the state's Democratic platform, emphasizing support for any policy measure that ensures accessible care for all Michiganders. Brixey pointed to Democratic gubernatorial nominee Jocelyn Benson in her platform, stating that Benson's platform is the only alternative to defend Michigan's right to care. While James did not respond to comments before the publication in the press release, his public platform lays out healthcare strategies centered on a market transparency and deregulations to address increasing costs for care. James advocates for mandatory price transparency for hospitals and insurance companies, alongside reforms to eliminate pharmacy benefit managers that drive up prescription costs. As far as rural health systems, James promotes lessening state facility restrictions to encourage new healthcare clinics, restructuring the state's reimbursement models to keep rural hospitals out of bankruptcy. A pillar of my platform on healthcare is medical freedom, parental rights, pledging to end school or workplace vaccine mandates, and to ensure parents retain full oversight over minors' health care decisions, while at the same time providing a new funding structure for rural hospitals and clinics. We have to expand the areas where treatments can be provided, James said. And as the next governor of the state of Michigan, I will work with the legislature to make sure we get this done. So, negative attack campaign is coming out by the Democrats against John James and his voting record in Congress. Even attacking his personal stock trades that he made while sitting on different various committees in Washington, D.C. Pretty interesting. Now, a little short story I want to get to. Governor Gretchen Whitmer created this new Department of Lifelong Education called My Leap. Well, officially, 4 years, and they are at basically 8 percentage point gap short of having 60% of working age adults earning a skilled certificate or degree by 2030. With only 4 years to go, the director of My Leap told the State Board of Education yesterday afternoon, we are short. Even though the state has taken these past 4 years, we still need to increase it by 8.2% in order to get to our eventual goal of 60%. So right now they're at, what, 51.8, just barely over half. 51.8 this year. And talking that they must do more to increase it if we're going to reach our goal by 2030. 60% of working age adults needing to earn a skilled certificate or degree by 2030. 60%. That was a goal, and they're still short. Final segment of today's show. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about the major systems in our bodies, like the digestive, respiratory, nervous, and cardiovascular systems. But there's one essential system discovered in the 90s that you probably never heard of. It makes all of the other systems work smoothly with each other, like a conductor ensuring the different sections of an orchestra all play a beautiful symphony together. This system is called the endocannabinoid system. It has been acknowledged and studied by scientists extensively with support from the National Institutes of Health. As we age, the system weakens. As a result, the different systems in our body stop working together smoothly. That's one of the reasons older adults struggle with pain, inflammation, cognitive decline, and other ailments of aging, for which doctors often prescribe dangerous and addictive pharmaceuticals. But here's the game changer. The system can be restored faster using hemp-derived CBD. When the system is restored, pain subsides, sleep is improved, and stress is reduced. When the system is restored, disease progression can slow down, and years are added to your life, as well as years spent in good health. And 20% of seniors are already using CBD today for pain, arthritis, cancer symptoms, sleep disorders, Alzheimer's, and many other ailments of aging.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877 877- 830-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. Just to wrap up this story real quick. When Governor Gretchen Whitmer created this Department of Lifelong Education and Placement, State Board of Education set out goals. Two highlighted numerous statistics to help inform the board on different avenues the state could take to reach the goal. On one hand, they noticed the importance of focusing on men, noting that 55,570 students, or 54.6%, enrolled in college within 6 months of graduation back in 2025. Only 47.9 of them were men. Well, the main reason is many men choose to go into military service or go into skilled trades. College is not the only avenue for men. Well, the statistics that they were looking at, according to Walker Graffia Research Group, pointed to a pattern where men tend to lag in college education. They also lag in K through 12. Males are three times more likely to get expelled, and adding that there's a gap in school readiness when it comes to boys and girls. Pre-K, early childhood education, girls do much better than the boys. According to the report, this critical statistic is the one we have to change. Therefore, moving to launching Moving Michigan Males Forward will convene with partners and educators to examine the data and identify opportunities for action. Report also said they've held focus groups across the state to hear directly from men about their educational experience, their motivators, and obstacles that have affected their education. Another initiative kicking off this fall will connect young men in the 9th and 10th grades. Another component of the report had to do with the disparity in race, with the number of students of color enrolled in college compared to white students. pulling from the same number of students enrolled in college in 2025, 57.4 were white, compared to 41.6 indigenous Native Americans, 42.3% African American, 45.7% Hispanic. For those statistics, 35% of white students completed their bachelor's within 6 years of graduating from high school, compared to much lower numbers in those other ethnicity groups. Indigenous Native Americans, 17.9%, African Americans, 14%, Hispanic, 18.5%. Research shows that students who earn college credit in high school are much more likely to enroll in college and complete a diploma or credential, Walker Griffin said. Yet here in Michigan, only 7% of Michigan students participated in dual enrollment during 23-24 school year, which is well below other Midwestern states. Fortunately, the legislature added an investment of $40 million for dual enrollment for fiscal year 2027 budget. These funds will give Michigan an important opportunity to begin removing barriers and increase that rate from 7% of the students to much more, giving them greater college success after graduating high school. So, dual classes, high school along with even community college, will help them increase the chances, the odds that they will go on to get a degree. One of the other things is that what we're looking at is the process. Again, the process, whether it'll continue to grow under the new governors, well, we'll have to wait and see. If Benson gets elected, most likely they'll continue. Depending on John James gets elected governor, we'll see what they choose to do with these programs. One of the things that we are looking at is county conventions. Most of them, 7 o'clock p.m. this Thursday, heading into the state convention on August the 22nd. It's a week from this Saturday. Mount Pleasant, Michigan is where the Republicans will be meeting. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim